this is Dan Sheridan. Thanks for listening. And in this audio, we're going to talk about paradise. What is it? I was taught that paradise is straight north, that it was the third heaven. I was told that Paul went past our atmosphere, which is the first heaven, according to that teaching. Then he went into outer space, which is heaven two. And then he finally arrived in the third heaven, where God is. I was told that paradise is a place where dead people in spirit form go when they die. The question is this true? Well, 2 Peter chapter 3 gives us the answer. Read 2 Peter chapter 3 on your own. It talks about the heavens and earth which are old, heavens of earth which are now, and the new heavens and new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. And we're going to see that paradise is connected with the new heavens and the new earth. Now let's give a little bit of the details here. The scripture does talk about a place called paradise. The first paradise was the place where Adam dwelt. It was lost because of sin and disobedience. Now, paradise is a place, a real place. It's not a place for dead people or so-called departed spirits or souls. It's a place where God and man dwell together. Now, there's a future paradise. It's a place where the resurrected will live. Paradise is the new earth spoken of in Revelation chapter 21 and 22. Now, we've established that paradise is a real place, and we've established that it's now in the future. So the question is, who will live in this paradise? Well, the first person that comes to mind is the malefactor on the cross. You can read about him in the Gospel of Luke, the 23rd chapter. The Lord told him he would have a place in paradise. Now, notice that the man asked for a place in the kingdom when our Lord came back to earth, but our Lord didn't give him a place in that kingdom. He was given a place in paradise instead. Now, why is that? Well, the malefactor's request to be with Christ when he comes in his kingdom couldn't be granted. The malefactor was a Gentile, and Peter hadn't opened the door of the kingdom to the Gentiles yet. And that being the case, no Gentile could get a resurrection early enough to be raised for the kingdom. Like Job, the malefactor had to wait till the heavens be no more. Read the book of Job for those details. Now, if the malefactor was a Jew, he could have gotten a place in the kingdom. So paradise isn't the millennium. It comes after the millennium. That's when the new Jerusalem comes down from God out of heaven like a bride adorned for her husband. The tree of life will be there. There will be no more sea. The death and destruction of the past will not enter into this state of things. Now, the new Jerusalem was the hope of Abraham and the believers during the Acts period. See Galatians 4 and Hebrews chapter 12. It's primarily for the Jews, but some Gentiles who are the spiritual seed of Abraham will be there. The gates of the new Jerusalem will have the names of the 12 apostles on them, and it's the place promised to the overcomers in Revelation chapters 2 and 3. So we see paradise is connected with the new heavens and new earth that 2 Peter 3 talks about. Paul was caught away to this paradise in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Now the common interpretation says that Paul was caught up to the third heaven, that he went straight north. They say that the third heaven is the place where God dwells straight north of us. And no, that's not true. That's not what happened to Paul. Paul was caught away to the future, to the third heaven. Paul didn't go up. He went, like Ezekiel, forward in time. Paul saw the state of things described in Revelation chapter 21. Peter, in 2 Peter 3, talks about three heavens and three earths. And the heavens of there were the heavens and earth which were of old, which takes us back to Genesis 1:1. Then there are the heavens and earth which are now, the current one in which we live in. And then there's a new heavens and new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. That's the third heaven Paul was taken to. So, we see that paradise is a real place. It's in the future, and it's for the resurrected. It's connected with the state of things we see in Revelation chapter 21, where we have a new earth, and the new Jerusalem comes down from God out of heaven. Now, there's more that we can go into, but I just wanted to give you enough information to show you the true nature of paradise. Let's search and see whether these things be so.